Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, now Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated. I call upon Mary's travels in Europe these last years before Ukraine crisis, but now we come to news in these last hours. You will all recall there was a mysterious series of explosions at the Saki Air Base in Crimea in these last days, destroying warplanes. And at the time, speculation was it a missile attack? Was it a drone attack? Was it sabotage? Now there looks to be more clues about what is going on in this very difficult to encapsulate war, fog of war. I read from the Wall Street Journal report, explosions rocked an ammunition depot in Crimea, prompting the suspension of trains and marking a fresh blow to Moscow's war effort. The blasts were set off by Ukrainian saboteurs, according to a senior Ukrainian government official. Mary, the long-awaited counteroffensive is now rhetorically underway because the destruction on Crimea, first at the airbase and now at the depot, disrupting traffic flowing to the forces to the north of Crimea. Look at your map. The eastern part of Ukraine is now largely under the guns of the Russians up to the Dnieper River Valley. Crimea is at the base of it. Crimea was where a goodly number of the combat forces emerged in the first few hours, driving west, and the ambition was to take Odessa. That is long out of time. And we're now looking at a front line that describes from Kharkiv, the second largest city in the north, all the way to Crimea. And rather than launch a tank-led counteroffensive like El Alamein, it appears that the Ukrainians are taking advantage of the fact that the language, the skills, the culture, the look, everything is the same. And saboteurs in Crimea as other workforces or infrastructure or locals, we can romanticize all of this. We've all seen World War II movies. It looks like that is the counteroffensive. And Mary, what is your expectation? Because right now, Russia is facing a new kind of enemy. That's one that's behind the lines.
Well, you have to admire the courage of the Ukrainians. It's remarkable. When you look at the polling numbers, such that they are, of the local populations in Ukraine, overwhelming numbers of Ukrainians support fighting the Russian invaders. And I think there's been some surprise that areas such as Crimea that have been occupied by Russians for years now are seeing the local populations just as strongly fighting against the Russians. It tells me that they feel empowered, that they have strong leadership, and they believe that, you know, ultimately they just can't tolerate living under these conditions and they'll do whatever it takes to win. I think the real question is whether or not the Western nations, particularly the big producers of weapons, Britain, the United States, and others, are going to continue to supply said weapons, particularly as winter sets in on the European continent, and those political leaders, be they in France and Germany in particular, can they convince their populations that indeed we have to spend money on these folks who feel far away from you, you know, instead of spending money subsidizing your, you know, skyrocketing energy prices? That's the conundrum they're going to face, and that I think is going to be the crunch time for the war.
There's an escalation underway in the Crimean War, hence these sabotage operations on Crimea. Is there a comparable escalation that you discern in Washington or in Brussels, the capital of NATO, with weapon systems, with commitment, with cash? Are we ratcheting up? Or as your former colleague at the Wall Street Journal, Holman Jenkins, asks, are we in this to win it?
Well, look, there's a lot that we don't know. Weapon sales are not fully reported, and we may be giving other forms of support to the Ukrainians. We just don't know. That being said, it almost doesn't matter if we don't know, because really it's the tide of war on the ground that tells the tale. And the Ukrainians themselves have been saying, look, we could have ended this thing months ago had we gotten the equipment that we needed. Some at the Pentagon have cast skeptical eyes over those comments, but it makes sense to me. You know, we're a very powerful military. We have all manner of capability. It's not just about weapons. It's about intelligence. It's about propaganda campaigns within Russia, which we don't seem to be doing, by the way. Weakening the resolve of the enemy, not just the invaders in Ukraine, but as I said, also in Russia. I think that's really important. I don't know why we're not doing more of that publicly. If we gave the Ukrainians the support that they needed, I think if they say they could have won already, we should believe them.
And our European allies here in the final minute, Mary. Germany is in bad shape when it comes to the winter time. England's not, United Kingdom is not any better. Are they at this point evidencing support that you applaud of Ukraine, or are there what they call in football happy feet, ready to get out of the pocket and run for cover?
No, I think Britain and Germany are moving in the opposite directions. Britain took a lead in sending trainers to Ukraine and weapons, and having Prime Minister Boris Johnson physically go and show support. They were miles ahead of the United States. If anything, if Liz Truss, the current foreign secretary, becomes next prime minister, she will double those efforts, I believe, and she's made that very clear. Whereas in Germany, Scholz didn't want to send weapons at all at the beginning. He's atop a fragile coalition. He's mocked for saying one thing and doing another behind the scenes. And as you say, with the winter crunch coming, he just doesn't have the fortitude. He's not like Truss. If anything, the Brits will step up more and the Germans will step back more.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to Secretary of State, now at Stevens Incorporated. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.